Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are. the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Hallelujah. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, 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 everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Good to see you all on this wonderful, beautiful summer day, the last Tuesday in the month of June. Hallelujah. And it's the last Tuesday in the month. Therefore, on our last prayer at a quarter before the hour, Central Time, that's 2:45, we'll all pray in tongues together. I'll just open up everyone's line, and so we'll pray. Praise God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We honor you. We adore you. We bless you. We bless you, and we love you so much, Lord. Thank you for your very presence today. You are ever present. Hallelujah. Thank you for your ever presence. Blessed be your name, Lord God. We thank you as we pray today that you will speak to us, speak through us, and go all over the world. Thank you for the intercession that comes through, Lord God, the very will of God that's coming through us today. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those who will be praying in tongues today, we're going to start with Pastor Catherine, and then we'll go to Minister Rachel and family, and then we'll have Gabrielle who will come on and pray. And then at a quarter till the hour, then we'll all jump in and pray together in tongues. Praise God. So opening up your lines now. Make sure your phone is on mute. And I want to make sure, let me make sure, is Minister Rachel, your line is open. Are you and Gabrielle yes. on the same line?
No, no. What happened is she's using the other phone upstairs, which is the 551 number. 370.
Okay.
When you see that, that's Gabrielle. I said if the line drops while I'm finishing up, me and Amber, because Amber's supposed to be coming downstairs soon, I will give her my phone and she'll continue to pray for my phone if the line drops from upstairs. The 551 number
okay.
370.
Okay. All right. I have the 551 number open as well. So,
okay,
you guys make sure you are on mute, and if something happens, you guys will take care of it behind the scenes. Thank you so much.
Yes. So, I'm going to put myself on
Amen.
Mute right now. I'm going to go check to see
okay,
if Craig's
great.
On mute.
Great. Pastor
Hi.
Catherine. Hi. Hello, Gabrielle. Okay, we'll be ready for you at, 3:30 your time. Okay. Pastor Catherine, you may begin.
Hoda da kia na la kodoroko shande. Ike de kodoroko sheke de kiha da da. Yana la kodoroko shande de ke sheke de. Yana la kodoroko sheke de. Ike de kodoroko shande de ke sheke de. Hana la kodoroko shande de ke sheke de. Hana la kodoroko shande de ke sheke de. Ike de kodoro koshande re, ana le kodoro koshande, eke de kodoro koshande, yana le kodoro koshande, eke de kodoro koshande, ike de kodoro koshande, ana le kodoro koshande, yana le kodoro koshake de, ike de kodoro koshande, ana le kodoro koshanda de keseke de, ana de kodoro koshake de. Hana la kodoro koshake de kesa karara. Yana la kodoro koshande. Yana la kodoro koshande. Hana la kororoko shande. Eke de de kororoko sheke de de. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko sheke de de. Hike de de kororoko shande. Hana la kororoko shande. Hana de kororoko shande. Eke de de kororoko sheke de de. Hike de de kororoko shande. Hike de de kororoko shande. O la la kasha kada la kasha dada. O la la kia da la kada la kashande. O la la kada la kashande. O la la kia da la kashande. O la la kasha kada la kashanda da. Hana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshe kede de. Yana la kororo koshande. Hana la kororo koshe kede de. Yana la kororo koshe kede de. Hana la kororo koshanda da. Yana la kororo koshe kede de keshe kede de. Yana la kororo koshe kede de. Yana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshe kede de. Hana la kasha kada da. O la la keshe kede de kesha kada da. O la la kashande de kororo koshe kede de. O la la kasha kada da. O la la kasha kada da. O la la kasha kada da. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kasha kada da kashande. O la la kashande. E ke de de kororo koshe ke de de. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kasha kada da kashande. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kasha kada da kashande. O la la kia da da kashande. O la la kasha kada da kashande. Yana la kororo koshe ke de de. Yana la kororo koshe ke de de. Hana la kororo koshe ke de de. Hana la kororo koshande. Hana la kororo koshe ke de de. Yana 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 la kororo koshe ke de de. Hana la kororo kosha kada da. Yana la kororo koshe ke de de. O la la kia da la kororo. Yana la kororo koshande. O la la kashanda de kororo. Eke de kororo koshande. O la la kia da la kororo koshande. Yana 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 la kororo koshake de de. Yana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshake de de. Yana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshande. Hana la kororo koshake de de. O la la kasha kada da. O la la kada da kasha kada da. O la la kia da da kasha kada da. O la la kada da kashande. O la la kasha kada da kashande. O la la kia da la kororo koshande. O la la kasha kada da kashande. O la la kia da la kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshe kede de kese kada da. Yana la kororo koshande. Ike de de kororo koshande. Yana la kororo koshande. O la la kada da kashande de kororo koshe kede de. O la la kia da la kororo koshande. O la la kasha kada da kashande.
Rossi can better go bushe, and I see Tida Masana. I don't have a Russian amount, I take the boss in Basse, in a mini Basse, or a mini Basse, or Babylon Basse, or a Masha Mekea, either Ramahasi, Yero Hoya, and a high Haramah Yarmase, O Haraha Shanda, I am Masaya, Amava Risi Rohoya Masse. Babase, Oma Babase, Oma Babase, Anamashanda, Rohoya, and Haki Tido, Rohomia Saya, Anamashandea, Enamasia, O Raha Shame, Enamasi Kandura Namashanda, O Mahava Asia, Enamashandea, Ada Rosikanda, Nishanda Rohoise, Enamabasia, my Saya, Nishosanakaya. Ena masia tro mashame. Ai hono moshanda da dobo si amabase. Ira babase.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aya rabala siaya, o rabashanda, haya rabasaya, o rasa susunisi de bahaise, lavalase, o robashin tiroki si rabasaya, o rabashanda, haya babasi canavose, aya ramosin siki tira masaya, elera rasi satanomashamea, ikandera rabasaya, isandera rosi tarabasiaya, o rabasi aramase. I can't see a Messiah. Oh, a Messiah. Era a Vasina. Hallelujah. Eshana. I can't see a Messiah. I am a Messiah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Era a Messiah Roshame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abalasia Toro Hoshana Maya. Nation of Maya, or Rasa Ho Kore and Masita Roshan Messia Masse, Etaraba Saya, or Rabashara Messia Mai, or Rahasia Masse, or Rahashara Rose and Mehisi Kanda, or Rasa Rose and Mesikiti Kanda, or Rashan of Mesikam Babasie, or Messi Tunamashame, I Horohaya. Ora rimi sicanda, aia non nome siaia, ora basciandea, era la basia massaia, o marraha basi condere basciame, o babasia massaia, o babasia massaia, o babasia massaia, o marrabasciandea, o macarese, o marebevisissina masciame, o babasia droma masciame ahaia, e nababasito zana masciame. I come babarebese, robo sinistima mabase, o mabasia maschandele vahaya, o mabasia no nona mamasia no no maschandea, o mabasia robo sicandele rahaya, o da maschanemea, nemeshina maya, o mamisia robo saya, panna roba kashanemea, o rese. O refe, o rasha na mavasi kono masse, ena masiaya, ena masiaya, o damashe me, o mararabose, ana mashana me, ero masaya, orire la masse, o ramase, orire masse, o namasaya, o shamae. Ora rabia non ni namaste on se una basi on namasaya ora iti an masaya ora shandi ya namaste ori shandi ya namaste ori shandi ya namaste ira basaya ora namasisha non ni aya ora nation maya O Matarariti Anna Messiah, O say, O Rabama Nation Maya, O Rabasiti or Mosaya, O Narabada Boshanda, the Bose, Isanella Bose, Hallelujah. 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 Om namasiya, om namasiya, om namasiya, om namase, om namasaya, om neshramaya, hayalavasiya, namase. Hallelujah. Ajo da ga vosameya. Ekharele ro vose. Arishinana Ora rosia mase, ora vasitia msaia, unaya mase, ona namashandeya, ora rabasia ya, ora mase, ona masitia msaia, ora rabasia mose, ona mashandero hoya, eniria masaya, ona rabasira vase. Ido base, ido base, base, une base, ido base, ido base, ora basandea, ora base, isera bosandea, ido bosandea, ora basi tira masaya, ora basi shonomaya, ora basi kanda ora basanda, ora basi ido masaya. Ora babasiti amashandea, una masati anamose, ora bashandia, ore basinia, ora haya, uma kadeshana, uma mashandebo, vizima, chanureba mase, ora bashandia, masaya, una mashive, ora base, una hereda, ora shantea, hallelujah. Era na massa. Aleluia. Abba si ama shame. Araba o sandia masse. O God of mercy. Robo shandia o lo masia massaia. O na masia massaia. O ramassaia. Nation of Maya. O ramasse. O namasse. O namasse. O namasse. Aleluia. Reba shanda. Rabasi kande ro masame, haya rabasi tiyana masaya, ora rabosi ama, ora rabosi ama se, ara mama shame, ora mama shanda, hallelujah, hallelujah, ira babase, hallelujah, ira babashanda, hallelujah, haya babosi amaya. Andra basindaroya, iba babesia mashame, iba babasia masaya, hallelujah, iba urastobote rebabasia mashamea, una babasia masamea, iba babasia masaya, uyama mase, uyama mama mase, ora babiti no no moshame la bofia la mamea mahaya, Oni amesi na maya, anamasi kanda, hallelujah. Ere robo shameya, ona robo si anamaseya, unene mesi da na moshame yono tabaya, ana robo masaya, ure rama masaya, ere robo shame, ona masi kandi anamase, ora shamele ne moho si kanda rohoya, Arabashane, Iraruhoya, Ishana Namaste, Irabaisiroya, Irarohush Naniaya, or Nakarase, Irabosanda. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ida the Wolfaya, Hallelujah. This in a mile, Mansi Rose, Inakaya, Nation of Maya, Nation of Maya. Ay Rossi no Masaya, Mamma Rossi, Nia da Rossi, Sande Rohoya, in the Mashandea.
Thank you, boy. Thank you, Jesus. You are good. There's Ramashami.
Oh, Mama, Risi, Ramoshame, you were before.
Hi, Ravasi, Amasaya, Nation of Maya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Era Rabashanda. Hallelujah. Mama, Babasi, Ramoshame, and in the nation of Rodesem, De Rokomi, Ramashame. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nation of Maya. Oh, Rasi, Ramasande. Nation of Maya, O Mama Maria, son of Sanine, and Roshane, E. Candia Ramase, O Nation of Maya, Mahaya Ramasia, Manamasia, my essay, O Rashanda, O Rashanda, O Yanamasia, Hallelujah, I Rosicanda, Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yanana Rabase, Yahara Rabase, Yashandi Sorobase, Yahana Rabase, Yashandi Sorobase, Yanana Rabase, Yanana Rabase, Yahara Rabase, Ayanana Rabase, Yarashandi Sorobase, Yanana Rabase, Nashandi Rabase, Yahara Rabase, Yahara Rabase, Yanana Rabase, Nashandi Rabase, Yahara 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 Rabase Nishandi Surobase, Ayana Labasaya, Kayada Surobase, Nishani Surobase, Ayasanini Surobase, Ayarabase, Ayana Labase, Nishani Surobase, Ayana Rabase, Neorobase, Yahandi Shandi Surobase, Nahandi Arobase, Ayana Labase, Yasani Robase, Yishandi Robase, Mayan Robase. Yes, and this is a robani. Yahayo robani, yes, a robase. Yes, and yes, a robase. Yahara robase. Yahadash and this robba. Yanana Hanero Surabase. Yahara robase. Nishan yerobase. Yishan yerobase. Hayara robase. Nishan yerobase. Hayara robase. Yishan yerobase. Mahara robase. Ayana Dashindis Rubase Nahara Rubase Ayana Dashindis Rubase Ayana Dashindis Rubase Rinas Rubase Yahara Rubase Yahara Rubase Yishindir Rubase Yishindir Rubase Nayana Rubase Wayara Rubase Hilal Roshindis Rubase Nihilis Rubase Nahara Rabanesia, Yashani Hodorobase, Yazis Rurobase, Ayana Dashan Disuro Hodorobase, Bahamadashan Dilorobase, Yishanirobase, Nahara Rabase, Yanirobasaya, Yahara Rabase, Nisha Roba, Yana Rabase, ETS Rubase, Mayana Rabase, Yishanirobase, Ayaroba.
Gabrielle, you might have hit the mute by mistake. Make sure you're not muted. Okay. A line just dropped. Minister Rachel, just bring her back in when she's ready. Gabrielle, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know about Que Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's always good to have the heavenly chorus. Amen. And hallelujah. All that he said today. So wonderful. So wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to go into our time of interpretation. Praise God. First, we're going to read our scriptures that we stand on as we're praying in tongues. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Infirmities were helped today and healed in the name of Jesus. Intercession was made. Groanings was made in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The mind of Christ was revealed and made known. The will of God went out today, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord. Intercession. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord. Hallelujah. And then Habakkuk 2:1 says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon my tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So we were on our watch today. We're going to see what he says to us. Amen. And if there's any reproving or correction he needs to make, we welcome everything that he says in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know from 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9 that we know in part and we prophesy in part. And so everybody has a part. In the name of Jesus, amen. And so let the Lord use you. Whatever he's saying through you, it may seem small to you, but if you ever seen a puzzle and see one little small piece missing, you know that the picture is not complete. So whatever the Lord tells you, whether you think it's too small or maybe too great, whatever it is, that the Lord is saying to you, we want to hear in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I love this Deuteronomy 29:29. He says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may observe all the laws of all the words of his law. Of this law. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we are opening up the line for those who prayed in tongues, and that would be Pastor Catherine first, Minister Rachel, and then we'll have Gabrielle. If you all have any interpretation, you know, this is your time. Anyone else with an interpretation, please press your number one key. I see you doing it now. Thank you so much. Press your number one key and get in the queue, and we will be opening up the line because we want to hear what the Lord is saying through you. Amen. So go ahead and, you know, press your number one key and get in the queue. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Catherine.
Well, your praise God.
It's open. Welcome and thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. Good afternoon, everyone. For myself, I heard Psalms 91:2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And then I heard right place, right time. And then the last thing
Amen.
For me was speak, Lord, to my heart, Lord. Speak, Lord, to my heart. And for Minister Rachel, I heard, order my steps, Lord. You are my Messiah. And then I don't know the girl name that was praying
with
her.
Minister Rachel?
Yes.
Amber was with her, and then Gabrielle did it by herself later.
But then Amber was saying, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. That's John 8:32. And then back to Minister Rachel, nations are mine. Listen to what I say. I'm on your side. Then for Gabrielle, I just heard a couple of things from her. Have the courage to do what I say. There are nations that will pay. And then for the heavenly course, I heard, whoever dwells in the shadows of the Most High will rest in the shadows of the Almighty. And that's Psalms 91:1. And then Psalms 24:7-8. Lift up your heads, O your gates. Be lifted up, you anxious doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. And that's it for me today. God bless you all.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. You were hearing a lot of Psalm 91 today in different places. Amen.
That was confirmation. Yep, Psalm 91, Isaiah, and also Jeremiah 33:3. And it was a song. It was a couple of songs, three songs. The Lord, God Almighty, reigns, and no one can defeat him. No one can be drawn. That's the other song. And this is another one. It almost made me to tears. It's a woman of God. I was listening to it. I can't remember her name. I know she's like, your Shekinah glory, we perfume. We need your presence. Fill this room. Holy Spirit, fill this room. My grandson smiled. Hallelujah. Look at him. Oh, my baby walking downstairs with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to go on mute. Love you all.
Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Gabrielle. Are you there? Let me see. Minister Rachel, I don't see her number.
I got to bring her the phone. Here you go, Princess.
Okay.
God said to me that I have given you this. And when I was smaller, I never really understood what that meant until I turned 12. That's when I found out that I had a great sense of creativity. And I just created these beautiful, what's it called again? They're red and, oh, that's old. Red and gold jays. They're earrings. I can send you a picture if you want.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Wonderful. So you have a great sense of creativity. Praise God. Because that's what God has. He's the creator. So he's very creative too. So that's his character and his nature coming through you. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for praying today. Anything else?
Also, TJ's. When you turn them upside down and make them diagonal, they turn into a heart.
Wow. Send me a picture.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Gabrielle. And thank you. You prayed a long time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anyone else? Press your number one key. And we'll open up your line. I see you, Pastor Price. I'm going to open up your line in just a moment here. And my text to see, make sure we're good here, and then I'll open a line for you. Okay. Amen. Okay, I saw those texts. All right. Pastor Price, opening up your line. Praise the Lord. Welcome.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you and all of the precious saints. Good afternoon, and God bless each and every one of you today in Jesus' name. I heard for Pastor Catherine, I am the Lord your God, and I love you with an everlasting love. I have drawn each of you with my everlasting love. Rest in me, the Lord your God. Trust in me and in my promises to you. All of my promises are yes and amen. I am faithful and true to you and to my word. You can rely and lean upon me in every situation and in every situation and situation. I had situation twice. In every situation and situation. Rejoice in me and in my love and care for you. I am not like a man that I should lie. Have I not said, shall I not do it? Remember, great is my faithfulness to you. My mercies to you are new every morning. Be encouraged this day. Keep looking unto me, the Lord your God, and do not focus on any winds and waves, because I, the Lord your God, is with you. Then with Minister Rachel, I heard, I am your Messiah. I do all that I say. Yes, continue to take me at my word. Then when I heard Amber praying, although the road may seem rough, and at times the going may seem tough, I am in the midst, God in the midst, making the crooked places straight and the rough places smooth. Then I heard Minister Rachel come back in. Nations are mine. I'm working with the nations. Your prayers are very important for the nations. Conflicts will be averted. Policies will be changed. Nations are mine. I will do all that I say. Then I heard Amber again. Continue to pray. I am your Messiah. I do all that I say. I am your Redeemer, your Messiah. Nations are mine. I do all that I say. I am your light and your salvation. Do not fear. My goodness and my, this, I think I heard this through Rachel, Minister Rachel, my goodness and my mercy follows each one of you. My goodness and mercy is, this is Minister Rachel, my goodness and my mercy is overtaking you each and every day. Rejoice, nations, rejoice and remember, nations are mine. My joy is your strength. Rejoice, because as you pray, I am working with the nations. I am working with Ukraine, Africa, Kenya, Ghana, Russia, China, Korea, the United States, Germany, London, Australia, France, Spain, Brazil, Colombia, Haiti, Jamaica. Glory to God. Then with Gabrielle. Gabrielle, I heard, I do all that I say. I'm your Messiah. Yes, I do all that I say. I am that I am that I am. I am that I am. All nations shall know my name. There are lessons that I am teaching the nations. They shall hear me, the Lord your God. Then Apostle came on. Yes, says the Lord of hosts, I am working behind the scenes. Nations shall do all that I say. And then I came and heard Gabriella once again. I hold you in the palm of my hand. Isaiah 49:16, behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Yes, my children, I hold you in the very palms of my hands. You are safe and secure in me, the Lord your God. And as we got into the heavenly chorus, he continued to minister to me about his hand. Isaiah 46:4, I made and I will care for you. I made you and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you. You can trust me, the Lord your God. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let your hearts be afraid. I am not a man that I should lie.
as the heavenly chorus continued, I heard Psalms 139:10, my hand shall lead you and my right hand shall hold you. Psalm 73:23, we still belong to the Lord. His right hand holds us. Then Isaiah 41:10, fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I'm your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Then Isaiah 41:13, for I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Then John 10:29, Jesus said, my Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. And then lastly, John 10:28, Jesus said, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. And that's what I heard today, and I'm going back on mute. God bless you. I love you all. God bless you.
Wow. I'm sitting here just going, wow, what confirmation. I know there were some other things earlier, but what's like really blowing me away, which of course it shouldn't because this is God, I kept hearing the right hand. So I have some right hand scriptures myself. Hallelujah. I kept hearing him say about what his right hand was going to do. Hallelujah. So we thank God, his right hand. Hallelujah. And all of the other confirmations. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Price. Okay. So I see you, Reverend Treva. I'm going to open up your line. I didn't know if you wanted to speak or just send a text, or, but I'm going to open up your line and just get here. And then, Minister Carey, I do see you. You are next.
Unmuted.
Hi, God bless everyone in their prospective places. I can read it, Apostle Cheesy. I sent Apostle Cheesy a text.
Great.
And this is what I heard as we were praying. I hear the Lord saying, because my people have turned to me and repented, you will see my many turnarounds. Many will be saved during this world revival. There will be those who question how this is happening. The world is ripe and many are ready to be harvested, said the Lord. Don't be afraid. And that's all I heard today.
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You
and so God much. Bless everyone.
Okay.
Amen. It's amazing to me. I try to kind of use the dictation function on there, and what the dictation says is sometimes it's so far and away different than what's coming out of the person's mouth. Sometimes it's accurate. So that's a word right there. Amen. Okay, Minister Carey. Okay, I'll put your name down there. And we're going to open up your line here. Praise the Lord. Welcome, Minister Carey. Good to see you.
Oh, hello, everyone. Good evening. This is what I heard. I am the Lord. Yes, what I say. Hear what I say, and nations are mine, I heard that, and higher, and dedicate. That's what I heard today.
Amen. Say that again.
I heard my Messiah, nations are mine, and I heard the word higher. Then I heard, I am the Lord, yes. Hear what the Lord says. Nations are mine. And that was it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And confirmation. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Okay, I don't see any other number one keys pressed. And let me check my messages. I think we're... Wow. Gabrielle, I'll have to send you all a picture of her earring. Oh, wow. Beautiful. Just beautiful. Talk about creative. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we'll have to send it to you guys. Wow. Wow, love you too, Gabrielle. Thank you so much. Amen. Okay, so let's go back and look at a previous interpretation, and then we'll talk about, then I'll say the interpretation that I received on today. Previous interpretation is a little short today, but it was interesting. He'll give me a word to say, and then or to look up, to search on, and then I'll search on that word and you know, see what was said, when it was said. Okay, so all right. This was back in February the 21st this year, February the 21st on this year. And Father of compassion, God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, any trouble, the Lord will comfort. And then it has the scripture, Matthew 11:28-29. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall have rest unto your souls. And then it says, I comfort those who come to me. I am holy. I am holy. I am mighty. I am sovereign. Amen. And today, without even thinking of any of that, I have, he said some I ams through me today. Glory to God. Or that was part of the interpretation. Amen. So I'm going to go on to the interpretations that I received today. Very interesting with Pastor Catherine. I heard the trash collector is collecting the trash. Like, what? But I heard it clear, so I wrote it down. The trash collector is collecting the trash. The Lord sees the trash, and he is sending his angels to collect the trash. Matthew 3 and verse 12. He is ready to separate the chaff from the wheat with his winnowing fork. Then he will clean up the threshing area, gathering the wheat into the barn, but burning the chaff with never-ending fire. Wow. And then Minister Rachel and Amber, I heard Messiah, Nations Are Mine, 4:18. Philippians 4:18. At the moment, I have all I need and more. I am generously supplied with the gifts you sent me with Ephrotitus. They are a sweet-smelling sacrifice that is acceptable and pleasing to God. And then when Amber was praying, I heard this generation will say, for the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. That's Psalm 100 and verse 5. Then I saw a vision. It was kind of odd looking, but it was a vision of a person, and they had a problem with their ankle and their foot. And I saw another ankle and foot appear, but it was like when it appeared, it was connected for a moment, almost like, you know, like a branch grows out of a tree like that. So it was like this another ankle grew out, and you could still see the previous ankle and foot there. And then the previous one, or the one with the problem, disappeared. And then the one with the that the Lord put in that was completely and totally healed stayed. Hallelujah. Amen. And then with Gabrielle, I heard, "You shall hear all that I say. Yes, yes, all that I say. Oh, yes, the enemy can hear what I say, but know that the enemy's power is limited by me. Know that I can, you have what you say. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. I am your Messiah. Nations listen to what I say. Heaven and earth bow before me. My hand is upon," here's that hand, "my hand is upon all that I say." Isaiah 48:13. "It was my hand that laid the foundations of the earth, my right hand that spread out the heavens above. When I call out the stars, they all appear in order." Matthew 22:44. "The Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand until I humble your enemies beneath your feet." And then I heard, "Your heart is open to all I say." During the heavenly chorus, as I was praying, I kept hearing, "Oh, God is good, God is good, God is good, God is good." And then I heard, I called on his name, and he came. Adore you, O God. Exodus 6 and verse 5. "And I have also heard the groaning of my children of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant." Psalm 102 and verse 20 says, "To hear the groaning of the prisoner, to loose those that are appointed to death." Acts 7:34, I have seen the affliction of my people, which is in Egypt, and I have heard their groaning, and am come down to deliver them. And now come, I will send thee into Egypt." And then I heard, "I am that I am. I go before you, revealing myself as I am that I am. Things in order and in place. Those who have eyes to see shall see with great clarity." Revelation 1:15, "And his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters." And, you know, as he said that to me, I was listening to us in the heavenly chorus. It sounded like more people than was really speaking. And it was like my voice or our voices were like repeating some things itself. And I don't think that was a technical issue. I don't know. But that's what it seemed like. And I want to say that this I thought was interesting. You know, I plead the blood of Jesus over it. But we have had some fruit flies or gnats. And, you know, I pray the Lord is showing me how to get rid of them. And hallelujah. I'm speaking out things in the spirit and doing things in the natural that he told me to do, like get a fly trap. But not a, but a bunch of them. And so, and if anybody else knows anything about how to get rid of that, go ahead and text me or call me and let me know, you know, as the Lord leads you. But it's very rare that they will light on my face. Very rare. And while I was praying in tongues and we were in the heavenly chorus, not only one, but two, because I killed one on my face as I was praying in tongues. And then another one came and tried to get on my face. Now, I've seen them, like, fly by, but I said, oh, this is spiritual here, you know, and we know that the enemy is like the Lord of the flies. So he was trying to get in, and I see it as trying to get in and distract in some way. But it's gone now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we praise God for all that he's doing, great and awesome things in the natural and in the spirit realm. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord God, we want to thank you again for all that you're doing. Things that we don't understand yet, as Gabrielle said, she didn't understand it until she turned 12. Hallelujah, what God was doing. Amen. And he's given her more understanding and more revelation, and he's doing that to each and every one of us as well. Hallelujah. We're still learning and growing in the Lord. Praise his holy name. Amen. Hey, can we imagine how much she's going to know and how much God's going to reveal to her by the time she gets to 30, 40, 50, 60, 70? Praise God. Amen. And she's hearing from him now and following him now. What a wonderful thought to even think of what the Lord is doing in her. And in each and every one of us, we praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, I got a note that says Gabrielle is 13, but she said she found this out when she was 12. Praise God. So, and now she's 13, so she knows even more. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, she is a teenager, and praying in tongues for 15 minutes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'll just say, well, it wasn't my time back then, but when I was 13, it was a whole different story. I'll say it like that. So I'm godly proud of you, Gabrielle, godly proud of you, Amber, as well. Amen. Okay. Father God, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We honor you. You are the Holy One, the awesome One, the true and living One. Thank you for your presence here today with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. And if you're listening today and you're not for sure that you are born again, you don't know quite for sure that you're born again, but you're just kind of attracted to hearing these sounds that you're hearing and the interpretations and everything, and you just kind of hung with us. Well, this is your day to make sure that you are born again, make sure that you're saved, and God will even touch you today and give you your own heavenly language. Glory to God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Amen. And this is your time of everlasting life. Now, Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer, believing in your heart is choosing to believe that Jesus is who he says he is and that God actually did raise him from the dead. None of us saw this. This happened over 2,000 years ago. And yet we believe, and we believe by faith. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer today with all your heart. You are saved. You are born again. And I want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You are now in right standing with God. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ. We were reading this morning the scripture from John chapter 14, where Jesus says that nobody can come to the Father but by him. Hallelujah. And believing on him takes you through him, in him, and then to the Father. Glory to God. So we want to pray over you right now. Lord God, we thank you now that you touch them by your Spirit. Fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power, hallelujah, to read the word of God and to understand it, and then power to pray in their very own prayer language as your rivers of living water flow through them. Thank you for doing it right now, Lord. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And now we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and God has designed, he's put together these broadcasts to help us to learn and to grow together. So join us. We are Bible-based. We're Bible-believing. And you can go to any Bible-based or Bible-believing church and learn and grow. And so we invite you, come here with us and learn and grow with us. Amen. And so what we do, we meet via the, Get 'Em Radio, and you just call on the phone. That's all. And our number is area code 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. Amen. So we have services every Sunday. Amen. And we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church every Sunday at your mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. And on this Sunday, this Sunday coming up is special. This is the first Sunday of the month where we have communion. So you bring your communion elements. Just call on the phone, and we have an anointed communion together. You bring your juice, your water, your crackers, your bread, and come, and we'll all take communion together. Amen. Also, on the first Sunday of the month, we have tag team preaching. So you can bring a scripture, a topic, and preach for 5 minutes. If you want to, you can read your devotional for 5 minutes, read 5 minutes or less, and just share with us a devotional that you've read during the week. Also, you can read scripture. Give us a scripture shower. Praise God for 5 minutes. But you have 5 minutes to just praise the Lord, glorify the Lord. If there's a song that you like that's out on YouTube, you can send me the link to the song. Do that by Friday, and we'll get it and have it queued up by Sunday. So, amen. That would be great. So, however you want to bless the Lord, you have 5 minutes to do it. And I just love that so many people have taken the opportunity to do that. That is such a blessing. Amen. Okay, Mondays we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. Call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasure. Amen. And so she digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, that's what we're doing today, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. So four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then they pray in tongues, and we have interpretation of tongues. We're getting more and more confirmations because God is truly talking to us. Hallelujah. Amen. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and anytime you have an opportunity, you're available, you can volunteer, and we'll put you on the schedule. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's wonderful when you do that. On Wednesday, now we have two broadcasts per month on Wednesdays. One is the second Wednesday, and the other is the fourth Wednesday. We'll talk about the fourth Wednesday tomorrow. Tomorrow, Wednesday, June the 28th. This is the newest addition to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. So the Lord has just laid these babies on our hearts. He said these babies are special. They made it through abortion. Over 50 million babies were aborted. These babies made it through abortion. And these babies made it through COVID, with the millions of people that died all over the world from COVID. And yet these babies made it here. They are special. God is pouring out his spirit upon them. Hallelujah. And, you know, this is the last day, so not only them but others, but he's having us to really focus on them. And a lot of them are doing things that are far beyond their years already. And so we are dedicated by his spirit to pray for these babies and for their parents. Amen. So join us tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 28th of June, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about these babies. If you have a anointed pandemic baby story, come on and tell it to us. Amen, as we pray for them. And people have been sending me all these wonderful videos. I keep saying we're going to have to be able to see videos as well on the broadcast because, oh gosh, I just saw one where these twins were climbing the refrigerator like they were climbing a mountain, and they couldn't have been no more than 3 years old. And it was just, it was really something. So anyway, join us tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our other Wednesday broadcast is on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's our healing service. We call it Prophetic Healing. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And please keep them in prayer that during the time of bereavement. Elder Philip Harkey's dad passed away, and so we have just been praying for them. But we will be here on, Lord willing, on the second Wednesday in July. And so mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, July 12th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tell your friends and your family, because people do get healed on this broadcast. God meets us there. Amen. And then going on to Thursday, Thursday is our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. I want to even say our core edition. That's where we started at on Thursday. What we're doing this Thursday is we're doing the grand finale of Wise Fathers Month. We've been listening to Wise Fathers. We've learned some things. We've been blessed hearing them. Well, on this Thursday, our guest is Minister Mike Sims. The name might sound familiar. We know Evangelist Janie Sims. She's been with us quite a few times over the past several years. Now we get to hear from her husband. And he's such a nice guy. He has blessed us. We've gone out of town with him. And he's just been a great blessing. So we want to hear him tell his testimony and as a father. So that's what we're going to hear on this Thursday night, and that will be July the 29th, Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, for our Thursday core edition of God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. So let's go back and see if anyone has any more comments. Has the Lord said anything to you during this time that you didn't say before? We're going to open up all the lines. So make sure your phone is on mute. We're going to open up all the lines. So make sure your phone is on mute. Amen. I'll say it again. We're opening up all the lines, so make sure your phone is on mute. And if you want to say anything, you can go ahead and say it now. The lines are open.
Hallelujah. Hello, Apostle. Hi, Apostle. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God
yes,
bless
I
you
hear
all,
you
and
well.
I thank God for...
Okay.
Okay. I thank God for the words and all the interpretations that came forth today. And the one that stood out to me was the vision that you saw of the ankle and the feet being restored. I thought about how there are several, and I'm going back today and listening to it, there's several videos, especially from Sid Ross, about ones who went into the parts room of heaven and saw parts, body parts, that were restored, that people could have restored to them. And when you said that you saw it, I know the Lord has had me focusing on my feet and on my toes, and not only mine, but on Amber's feet and one of her feet and her toes, where the enemy has tried to bring swelling to my feet and to my ankles. But also, I have other friends that have had some real trouble with their feet and with their ankles. And so I've been standing for them as well as for myself and for Amber. And so when you said that, when the Lord said, don't tolerate it, just continue to stand and believe me, for that swelling to discontinue in your feet and in your ankles and in your legs. And then today, for the first time in a long time, I mean, when I sleep at night, they go all the way down. But then after I'm up for just a little while, it would seem like it would still just go and try to swell back up again. And so today I noticed, I said, oh, thank you, Lord. They're not swelling like they had been. So I know, I said, I believe I received my healing and health and wholeness. So I was thanking God for that word. I believe it was a word of confirmation. And then I'm going back and listen to those videos on the you know, about the parts room and continue to build my faith that God, everything that we need is up there. And it's it, God's got it, but it's ours. He's given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness through the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I got blessed. And that was all I had to say. So I'm going back on mute. God bless you all and love you. And I go back on mute.
Amen. The interesting part to me was that it was like the other foot came out like a branch. It was like the around the calf area or almost at the calf. Then another ankle and foot came out and was right next to the other one. A branch was growing out right next to it. And then the other one went away and the new one stayed. So I've never seen anything like that. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say anything like that. But it was like a branch growing out. Hallelujah. So we thank God for complete healing, health, and wholeness. We join our faith together with Pastor Price about herself, her daughter Amber, and also her friend. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness for each of them by your Spirit in Jesus' name. And anyone else who's experiencing anything in their ankle and foot or anywhere on their body, we thank you, Lord God, that all of our bodies function in the perfection that you created it to function. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price, for sharing. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Sister Minister Carey. It's the same. I was having some swelling in my ankles. And, you know, I walk with a cane when I go shopping. So, and I've been keeping my great-grandson. He's three. So sometimes when I get up and walk, because I kind of, you know, when I'm walking with a cane, so it was, he looked at me walking one day. And so he goes, he went and got a little stick he played with, his little bat. And he said, Granny walks like this. And I thought, Lord,
oh, my goodness.
And so I started praying about it, you know, because some days it's perfect, no swelling. Then other days it'll come back, and there's a tenderness right in my calf area and then in my ankle. So I began to get scriptures, standing on the scriptures and praying and receiving my healing for it. So they're beginning to get strong. I can get up. I can walk now. And when it comes over, I take it and I walk in the park. So I couldn't walk from my driveway to over to the sidewalk without the painter. And since this time, I've been seeking the Lord and praying, Lord, you are a healer. You are that. And,
yes.
And I claim
yes.
my healing. And I can walk around the park now and come home.
Woo!
With you. Praise God. And so he keeps doing it, you know. And, you know, I know he can do it, but when you see it, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen.
When you see it.
Amen.
You know, so I'm praying too for the same thing. Thank the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, I got to play our song for at least 30 seconds here. Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. And I you know, I'm just thinking that I know the Lord healed you for many reasons, but I was like, maybe one of the reasons is so that your grandson would see his great grandma get healed like that. Hallelujah. Amen. And I was thinking of something that this is my sister. I believe I'm saying the right thing. My sister, Pastor Catherine, her son stayed with his grandparents or great grandparents, and when he was little, and they would get up in the morning and they would go, you know, clearing their throats and everything, you know, like that. And he was like, what, 2 or 3 years old? He started doing that in the morning when he got up too. So they, whatever they see us doing, you know, they going to try to do it in some kind of way. And you have an anointed pandemic baby with you at the age of 3, because we're looking at the children from newborn to 4 years old. So your great-grandson is right in there. So you have to call in if you have an opportunity on tomorrow night and tell us some things that he's doing. That was awesome. Okay, thank you so much. Amen. Thank you for sharing. And we thank God for healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else?
Gabriel's burning up a little bit. He's been feeling sick since he got back. He vomited a little bit, but now he held down some Pedialyte and his meal too, his meal that we gave him earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to ask
he's
a
responding.
Question. I can ask a line. So,
okay.
So, Father, in Jesus' name, we join our faith together. We lift up Gabrielle to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, touch him from the crown of his, whatever this thing is that keeps trying to attach itself to him and give him a fever and have him throwing up, we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And we join our faith together, declare and decree that you get your hands off of him. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission on him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that his body functions in the perfection that you created it to function in the name of Jesus. And all of this that's trying to cause fever and throwing up and all of that leaves him now by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, it's cooler. Go ahead, God.
There he goes. Huh?
He's playing. I said his body feel a lot cooler. I was like, go ahead, God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you. Thank you, Father God.
He's laying on himself.
Hallelujah.
He's looking at me. He smiled. He said something.
Amen.
Well, God bless you all. Love
okay.
y'all.
God, love you too. Bye-bye. Look at you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. Anybody else? You got something burning you want to say? All right. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. Thank you, Lord God, for each and every person that came on to today and just invested this time in spending it with you in the middle of the day. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord God. And Lord, if there's things that we need to get done after this, thank you, Lord, that you'll give us the wisdom and the strength and whatever we need to be able to get it done expeditiously and with excellence and just to be at peace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. And Thank you for continuing to give us revelation on what we've heard here today, Lord, that we're just not here and it's just for this moment and go on, but it's, your presence stays with us and gives us revelation on what you've talked. Hallelujah. You know what I'm hearing in the spirit is that we're going to see some confirmations on the news. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I want to end with a song that it's a new song that to us that we played on Sunday, and it's a little over a minute long, and we're still talking about the gentleness of God and His great gentleness. So let's close with that. Have a blessed rest of the day. Love you all.